So let's get the show started right now. So one of the questions I get asked a lot about is the topic of reverse mortgages. Excuse me. You know, what are they? How do they work? So I want to bring our guest, Mary Spencer, back into the show. Mary's with Univest Bank, and she's an expert on reverse mortgages. Thanks again for joining us today, Mary.
Thank you.
You know, it's been over about a year now since you were here with us last. So, Mary, you know, why don't you start off with a little background about yourself?
Well, I've been in mortgage banking for my whole adult career.
Okay.
Working for Univest Bank and Trust, and their home office is in Souderton. They have 29 offices, and they serve the Delaware Valley, primarily Pennsylvania, but they also do our mortgage lending in New Jersey and Delaware, et cetera. So it's a very terrific community bank. It's growing. We also have a Valley Green Bank is part of our family as well.
Okay.
So we're opening an office in Fairmount, and we have some beautiful new facilities in Collegeville in Newtown. And I would stress to people, you know, check out Univest. The people are friendly. It, as I said, it's a true community bank. There are many different kinds of checking accounts and savings accounts, opportunities with trusted financial advisors, wealth management. It's a very strong bank. And as a mortgage individual, this is probably the best mortgage home I've ever found because it's done with people care, and people look at transactions and how do we make this work? How can we help these people buy their home, or refinance, or get a home equity loan, or do a reverse mortgage, or do a 203K, or new construction? So we have a whole array of mortgage products available to the consumers.
Okay, that's great. You know, we have Kristen Riley, one of your associates, on the show a number of times, and she's, you know, does a great job with my clients when she works with them. So, you know, happy always to have you and Kristen on the show.
Well, thank you.
Great. So, Mary, why don't we start off with an overview about reverse mortgages. You know, what are they and how do they work?
The simplest message is it's for people who are 62 years of age and older.
Okay.
And they're basically converting the equity in their home into cash, available funds for themselves. The three components, you have to be 62 years of age and older.
Okay.
It has to be your primary home, and you have to own or occupy it.
Okay.
So an example of a situation where I cannot help, I received a call recently from someone I know in a community, and a woman is in that community now permanently. Her husband has passed. Her home is for sale, but the home has not sold as yet. And now there's no income stream coming to the community.
Okay.
They wanted to do a reverse mortgage on their house to create income for the community. Well, I can't do that because she does not live in the home.
Okay.
So you have to be an owner-occupant of the home.
All right.
And really the biggest difference between a home equity loan and a reverse mortgage is a home equity loan, each month you're making your payment. Once you're qualified with income and credit score and debt structure, you make your payment each month and your balance goes down. On the reverse mortgage, there's a certain amount of money made available to you that I'll get into in a moment, but the funds that you use are not required to be repaid as long as you live in that home. So there's no required repayment. It's certainly not free, but when you no longer live in the home, that's when the lender will be repaid, and will be repaid on any funds that were physically taken out of the money available and the interest that accrues on that money.
Okay, excellent. So who may want to consider looking into a reverse mortgage?
I would say the people that are looking at it, and the one common thread I've had for every loan I've done is people do not want to move. So that is the common thread. Regardless of someone's story or their need, they simply don't want to move. But the people that are calling me are, again, people who don't want to move. However, they do not have the funds. They're challenged financially each month, whether it be bills, medical, or simply they don't have enough fixed income to meet the demands of their monthly budget.
All right. Great. And, you know, you mentioned one situation where you would advise, you know, someone wasn't in a position to do it. Is there any situations where you advise someone not to go with a reverse mortgage?
Well, I don't know that I would advise one way or the other, but certainly when I peel back the onion, it becomes apparent that the reverse may not be the right tool for them at that time. I just sat with a woman recently in one of our branches. She came to me expressly to discuss the reverse mortgage, and as we started to look at it, she really can make her payments right now, but she's shy on X number of dollars.
Okay.
So we thought maybe an interest-only $15,000 HELOC would do just fine for her, and then I could help her through that course as well.
Okay.
So in her case, she may come back and do the reverse in the years to come.
Okay.
But for right now, it's cheaper. She can make the payments on a $15,000 line of credit, and she may not even use that whole line.
Right.
And of course, her payment's going to be based on what her balance is.
Okay.
So in her case, that worked out well. Other situations where I would say that it's not a good avenue to venture is if you're going to sell your home within the next year.
Okay.
Is there another way to do this? Because there are costs associated with it, not out of pocket.
Okay.
And the costs are dependent upon certain criteria that I'll get into.
Okay.
But if someone's moving in a year, it may not be the best avenue. Can we do an interest-only home equity to just take them through? And it'll be
right.
paid back when the home is sold.
Right.
So that may be it. Or can they talk to their children and can they, frankly, borrow some money from their kids for a short term?
Sure.
Because they're going to sell their home and get paid back at that point.
Okay, excellent.
So it's really a long term. It's not a Band-Aid.
Okay.
It's really for someone who intends to stay in their home, quote, unquote, for as long as they can.
Okay, excellent. So, Mary, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about reverse mortgage. So stay tuned. We'll have Mary Spencer with Univest Bank right back with us. Stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I'm the go-to realtor for sellers who need to get their home sold for top dollar quickly. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. Hope you're enjoying the show on this super Sunday morning. Hey, just want to let you know about a property I have for sale. As I mentioned, I got these homes sold in the 1911 zip code in Castle Gardens. Just 34 hours. So that one's gone, but I still have a house for sale in Port Richmond. It's at 3105 Cedar Street for $125.5. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath row home. You know, it's been rehabbed, so it looks beautiful. Granite countertops. Appliances are being there shortly, new appliances. So if you know anyone looking in the Port Richmond area, give me a call, 215-778-9687. You know, a lot of people ask me about selling homes in the winter. And, you know, I always think it's a great time to be selling a house because there's a lot less competition out there. And there was a study done, national study done about a year ago, and came across it again, and it talks about you know, about selling your home in the winter and the advantages of that. And, you know, three of the findings of that study. One is that you're 9% more likely to get your home sold when it's on the market in the winter. And I look at the winter anytime from November through March. Also, the homes that are on the market in the winter sell about 7 days faster than other times throughout the year. And they also sell for 1.2% more. So if you're thinking about, you know, you really should sell the house and you think about waiting to the spring, you know, I recommend think about doing it now if you're ready to go, because there's not as many homes on the market. There are fewer homes on the market. And there's still demand out there from buyers. And the good news is there are serious buyers that are out there this time of the year. And so when you have serious buyers out there and you have fewer homes for sale, it creates a great market for those who have their house on the market. So, you know, if you're thinking about selling, you want to get the home sold, get down to Florida or somewhere else warm before the winter kicks in, give me a call, 215-778-9687. I can go over that with you. So we're continuing our discussion with Mary Spencer with Univest Bank, and we're talking about reverse mortgages. So, Mary, how do these reverse mortgages work?
All right, so it's based on age and value.
Okay.
The older someone is, the more benefit would be available to them.
Okay.
So as an example, let's say someone is 75 and their home is worth $300,000. They would have available to them roughly gross about $180,000, give or take.
That's provided they have their house paid off?
This is provided. Well, it's available to them. Now,
okay.
I can go into that scenario in a moment. But
okay.
So they have $180,000 available. Now, if they own their home outright, then take out closing costs, and they'll have, you know, possibly about $172,000, $174,000 available.
Okay.
That's available for their use. As long as they live in the property, they can use those funds. And look at it as one of the main program that I the people are interested in pursuing is the adjustable rate mortgage. Reverse mortgage, simply because it affords more opportunity, more flexibility.
Okay.
And in that case, you look at the funds available in one bucket and the other bucket as monies that you have used that need to be repaid when you no longer live in the house.
Okay.
So as you take money out of the line of credit, it goes into the owed column. And because there's no line, there's no payment coming in to the lender, there's no income stream coming in, interest is going to be charged to the funds that they actually physically used.
Okay.
So because there's no income stream coming into the lender, then I have a rising loan balance. And that's because they're taking funds out over the years for whatever their purposes, taxes, medical, credit card debt, home, deferred maintenance, which is a big thing for people.
Sure.
And as they use funds, it goes into the owed column, and then interest is accruing on that money.
Okay.
In that same example, let's say, again, this individual, $300,000 home, and they owe $100,000 in a mortgage,
okay,
or a home equity loan or both. They would have available to them about $172,000, let's say. Right off the top, would have to pay off that existing mortgage, because the only lien or mortgage against the property can be that reverse mortgage.
Okay.
So that lender is paid in full. There's no more mortgage payment to that lender. And now that $100,000 sits within the balance of the reverse mortgage, which there's no required repayment. There is no prepayment penalty. So if someone came into additional funds and they wanted to pay it off or pay a portion down, they can do so with no penalty.
Okay.
But if they don't come into those funds, then there's no required repayment on those funds, and interest is then going to accrue on that $100,000 that they used to pay off their existing mortgage.
Okay.
So all mortgages and home equity loans have to be paid off in full.
Makes sense.
Again, that same example, if somebody owes $225,000 and I can only make $172,000 available, then I can't do the loan unless they come up with the cash to pay off that loan in full.
Right. Okay.
Which some people have been known to do, maybe not to that extent,
right,
but there have been some people that are very anxious to get rid of their mortgages and they've come up with additional funds.
Okay. So basically you're using their savings.
They're using,
right.
They use their savings because what's more important for them is to get out from under these existing mortgages.
Right.
And keep in mind, they don't want to move.
Right.
So that is truly the main thread through anyone that's done the reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And then
in getting rid of those mortgages, they get rid of those payments.
Right. But what I do have to educate people, they may have a payment of $1,500. They're thrilled to unload that and have that taken care of.
Right.
But my next question is, well, of that $1,500, do you escrow taxes and insurances? And if you do, how much? So if they're escrowing $700 a month, then really they're getting rid of an $800 payment.
Sure,
because they
sense.
Still have to pay their taxes and insurances. That's critical.
Yes.
That's absolutely critical.
Definitely. Yep. So let's say someone gives you a call and they want to inquire about reverse mortgages. You know, what are the qualifications? What are the steps that someone has to go through in order to get a reverse mortgage?
So when I receive that first call, I'm getting the basic information, which is their birth date, going back to remember the premise. It's based on age and value.
Okay.
I'll get their address, and I'll look it up on Zillow just to at least get a benchmark of value, ask them if they have any existing mortgages, and I'll start to talk about the numbers so that they understand what's available, how it works, et cetera. My next step – go ahead.
Excuse me a second. What's available is based upon the
– age and value.
The value of the house.
Yep.
A certain percentage.
Yep. And it is a certain percentage. The older you are, the more money's available, because if you compare somebody who's 62 compared to somebody who's 82, law of averages tell me the 62-year-old person's going to live longer.
Sure.
I have to mitigate my risk, and I'm going to make less money available to them because they're going to be living longer.
Okay.
So the older you are, the more money available as your benefit.
Is there any maximum of how much you can take out if the house is
very expensive?
You could
be 95 years old. You're never going to get 100% of the value of the home.
Right. But if the house is a $4 million house,
I see what you're saying. Yes.
Is there any upper limit on it?
Yeah, it's an FHA program.
Right.
So the maximum claim amount is $625,500.
Okay.
So I've done someone that did have a $1 million home. The numbers still made sense. It's just I ignored, almost $400,000 of their value in my calculation.
Sure. Okay.
And in the end, the same was true. Whatever they used plus the interest that accrued would be due when the last person on the deed leaves the home permanently, whether they sell the house or whether they're heirs. And a very important feature, the deed is in their name. So the bank does not own the home. And I probably should have started this out in the very beginning with saying that, because that's the largest misnomer, that the bank owns the home. The bank does not own the home. You have a mortgage on the house just as you had a mortgage in previous years or a home equity loan. You own your home, but you owe money. And in this case, the money is not owed on a monthly basis. It's owed in full
at the
when
end.
You no longer live in the house or when you sell it.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. So are they required to go through a counseling with you in order to get it? What does FHA require?
FHA requires, and I'll go back into too, what the insurance covers, so we'll make sure we understand why FHA is involved.
Okay.
But it is required that people be counseled. So we went going back to what we said earlier, my first piece is usually over the phone. I get basic information, and then my next step is really to sit down with them in person. They're not signing anything. I ask if they want any family members there, trusted individuals, adult children, and that's when I'll show them the paperwork. We look at the numbers. They have many more questions when they see the numbers flowing in front of them. And if they're interested beyond that, then we talk about here's the counselor, here's the list of counselors that you can call in the Commonwealth or Jersey or Delaware, wherever they're located.
Okay, so it's a separate organization where they're going through the counseling.
Normally, they're nonprofits.
Okay.
And they at this point, they have costs, although I understand there's some grant money, but it takes a while for the grant money to find its source.
Sure.
But it does cost. Sometimes they can pay that cost as part of their closing costs at the end when they go to closing for the reverse mortgage.
Okay.
But it is required. It is over the phone. Certainly, you can do it in person, but most people choose to do it over the phone. You can put the phone on speaker, and you can have your adult children there if you need them, or certainly your spouse, and you can have other people there that can ask questions of the counselor.
Okay. Terrific. So, Mary, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you more about reverse mortgages and what's required with them. So stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale, or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402. for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rossa with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at retodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Excuse me. You can always check us out on Facebook at RE Today Show. You know, a lot of people ask me about, you know, what are the advantages of selling a home using a realtor versus selling on your own? And, you know, I came across another infographic on the topic, you know, 10 reasons to sell with a realtor. And number one, you know, on average, you're going to net 25% more when you use a realtor, according to statistics, and numbers never lie. So, you know, you're going to come up with a lot more equity in your home when you use a realtor. 89% of for sale by owners will eventually list with the realtor, so it's not an easy situation. There are a lot of things involved in selling your own home, especially in the marketing end. I mean, marketing of a house has changed so much. You know, you used to be able to put a sign out and, you know, put ads in the paper, but, you know, as you can imagine, very few people look in the paper anymore. So the marketing is a big disadvantage now for sellers who are selling on their own. You know, also buyers are not certain about what they need, so they're usually using a realtor. And over 88% of buyers are using a realtor in buying a house. And you know, the realtor is going to be showing them homes that are on the market because they're the ones that they're the properties that the realtors know about. You know, realtors are also great for buyers, you know, because they can foresee problems that may occur in the future on an area or in prices or in interest rates. So that's one of the advantages that buyers like to use a realtor. And that's one of the advantages of using a realtor to sell also. They know the market. They know what buyers are looking for. They can help you prepare the house for sale. You know, realtors know other realtors, and one of the ways I get homes sold quickly is I notify a lot of my friends who are realtors. I've been doing this 20 years. I have a lot of contacts in the business, and so I'm always promoting the homes I have for sale with other realtors in the area there. So, you know, realtors also use the best sales and the marketing strategies out there. I'll tell you, you know, when I first got in the business, there wasn't much you could do to get the word out, but now there's so many avenues to get the word out and so many techniques. You know, so many of my homes sell within a 30-day period when the MLS average is about 90 days. And so, you know, I got to stay on top of all the latest trends that buyers are looking for and how they look for homes on the market so I can make sure my sellers are, you know, their homes are marketed to the highest potential in today's world there. So that's some of the reasons why, it's really good to get your home sold through a real estate agent, through a realtor. Okay, so we'll continue our discussion with Mary Spencer with Univest Bank on reverse mortgages. And, Mary, we were talking before the show, and you mentioned about there's some changes in the program. Some came in the last 2 years. Some of them came in the past year. So you want to go over some of those with us?
Sure, Paul. So there were changes several years ago simply because there were sufficient losses under the program for the FHA, and they wanted to make some changes to – they believe in the program. They want the program to be available for the future, so they had to make some changes.
Sure.
2 years ago, they changed it so that there is a threshold, meaning that if someone is taking out less money up front, they're going to have lower closing costs. If someone is taking out above that threshold, meaning they have that much of a mortgage or forward mortgage they want to pay off, their closing costs may be higher. So for some people, that's been an absolute plus. And there are also some rules as it relates to certain amount of funds can be taken out the first year. They're limited in the number of funds that can be taken out. In most people's cases, that's just fine. And in fact, I've never had an issue where it's been not fine for a customer, for a homeowner. The other major change has just occurred, and really it's just meeting the financial assessment needs for the program and ultimately for the consumer as well. But in a nutshell, the new rules are clearly designed to confirm that the homeowner in the future has the willingness and the capacity to pay their taxes and their insurance.
Okay.
So now I am getting into more documentation as it relates to income, credit, not so much the credit score, but their credit history.
Okay.
Have they been late with their homeowner's insurance, with their taxes? So we get now a 24-month history on taxes, 12-month history on homeowners, and certainly pull the credit and look at it with a little bit more keen eye. And it doesn't mean that someone would be turned down, although I'm sure there's a certain percentage that will be affected by these changes.
Right.
I haven't come across it yet.
Okay.
But they are making sure that there's enough income in the household, whether it's a one or two people household, that there is sufficient funds after required taxes are paid and bills, that there's enough to sustain themselves. There's also the piece to see the credit history. If things have not been paid on time, they're going to require that X number of dollars in their line of credit be frozen for the payment of future taxes.
Okay.
And dependent upon the extremity of their credit report or lack of payment of taxes in the past will determine how long a period those funds would be frozen. So I have one recently that's coming up where on a regular forward mortgage, she would absolutely not have been able to be approved on a number of issues, but primarily credit. And we've been working with her. We finally got the loan approved. It took some massaging. But what will happen for her lifetime is X number of dollars will be put aside for the payment of taxes and insurances, which is exactly why she was looking at the property anyway. She owns the home outright, and she just came into some sad situations as far as an accident. And now she'll be able to do the reverse, but we will be holding quite a bit of money aside for the future payments of taxes and insurance.
Okay.
But in her situation, that proving is a very positive point because that's exactly why she needs the reverse.
Okay. Excellent there. So, I have some concerns about reverse mortgages and, some other questions that people have asked me over the years about them. And, one of the big concerns, I hear a lot is what happens if, they go to sell the house and the house, the value of the home has gone down from where they first took out the loan, What happens in that situation, and are they responsible to make up the difference?
So as I had mentioned before, to talk about the FHA insurance and what it represents.
Right.
And the best way to explain it is really I'll go to Florida.
Okay.
So if someone did a reverse mortgage 12 or 15 years ago in Florida, really at the beginning of the bubble, the housing costs were extremely high. And over these 12, 15 years, they've been taking money out consistently for whatever their needs are. Therefore, their balance is rising.
Right.
Well, Florida, we know, has plummeted in value.
Oh, big time, yeah.
So in their case, they're upside down. They owe more money on the reverse mortgage than their home's value. When that home is sold, And at the whatever that fair market value is, they'll never owe more than the fair market value.
Okay.
Anything above that, their heirs and the homeowner are forgiven. Now, they'll walk away with nothing because they owe 100%.
Right.
But if they owe 120%, they do not have any personal liability with the reverse. And that's an important piece for people to remember. The house normally pays us back, certainly cash, but normally the sale of the house pays us back. And there's no personal liability. So in that case, that's where that FHA insurance kicks in, and they only owe up to the fair market value and nothing above that. They're forgiven.
Okay.
So it's much like a short sale for the
lender.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so the homeowners aren't affected, and the heirs will not be affected if
Correct.
The values change.
Correct.
Okay. Now, when this money is taken out, is any of that money taxable? As income?
No, because it's not income. It's a loan. So it will be paid back at a future point when they sell the house or they no longer live there, but it doesn't affect their taxes. By the same token, they cannot use the interest as a deduction, but they can when the home is sold. So that's when they'll work with their accountant to determine what that percentage might be.
So all the accrued interest that they had they're paying off at the sale can be deducted.
Can be deducted. And again, that's when they talk to their accountant to see what all the rules may be about
that.
Exactly.
Okay, excellent. So, Mary, there are a lot more questions I want to go over with you, but we need to take another break. So when we come back, I'll go over some of those questions with you, and anxious to hear your replies to those questions. So we'll be right back with more with Mary Spencer with Univest Bank. Talk about reverse mortgages. Stay tuned. Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. I'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I had some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in, and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I am buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties and the go-to guy for buyers who are looking to buy a great home at a great price with minimal hassle. Our call number, you can call or text us at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Twitter, follow us on Twitter at RE Today Show. You can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. You know, a lot of buyers are concerned about how much money they actually need to put down on the house. And, you know, the recent study showed that 36% of Americans think they need at least 20% down payment. And 44% of millennials this past year, you know, who purchased a home have put down less than 10%. And there are a lot of programs that you have out there, mortgage programs that you can put less than 20% down on. So 71% of loan applications were approved last month, and the average credit score is about 723 in the month of September, but you know, you could, there are also programs through FHA, through the Pennsylvania state programs. There's New Jersey and Delaware state programs, you know, where they can help you with your down payment. They can even help people who are, you know, have credit scores that are a little bit more challenging. And, you know, last week we had Pedro on to talk about repairing your credit. And, you know, if you have challenges with your credit, I recommend you listen to last week's show also. So, you know, before you get too concerned about how much money you actually need to buy a house, you know, be sure to reach out to a mortgage representative. You can reach out to myself, you know, and, you know, find the real facts, because people are amazed as to what can be done and how much money they actually need to buy a house. It's a lot less than most people need, especially if you have the seller, you know, assisting with some of your costs. It makes, you know, makes you only need maybe $1,000 or, you know, $4,000, $8,000, but a lot less than you probably think. So be sure to check it out before you're too concerned here. So we're talking with Mary Spencer with the Univest Bank on reverse mortgages. And Mary, can you give us, before we get into some final questions here, can you get into some examples, everyday use of reverse mortgages?
Sure. I'll kind of, for some of the recent people that I've had, I have a couple that owned their home outright, and their purpose was really to create extra funds. They also wanted to buy a car, and okay, their income would not have allowed them, and they did not want that extra debt. So for them, buying a car was very critical. As soon as they and they bought the car about probably 2 months ago before they did finish with the reverse, because they had to. Their
okay
car just was causing too much issue.
Sure.
And so as soon as we got to the reverse, they paid the loan off right at closing.
Okay.
That's one of the things that they wanted to do. Just to keep in mind, this is a refinance. So when people do go to closing, there's a 3-day disbursement,
okay,
rescission period, just so people are aware of that. I had another gentleman. He was over in Jersey. And again, he had a small mortgage on his house. He wanted to get rid of that, but he simply did not have enough money coming in the door. And he had some medical issues, and he needed assistance with medical costs that were not covered by his insurance. I had another woman recently who, she has a long-term plan, and she wants to sell her home in 7 years.
Okay.
So she wanted to create X number of dollars a month. She wanted $1,500 a month. It would last 7 years. So that's what we did. We created it and really carried the loan through for her specific needs.
Okay.
Another woman, she has her needs are more critical. The adult children came to me, and I've done about 4 of these, but one recently where the adult children came to me. In all cases, their parent was the mom, and mom was home requiring 24/7 care. And the adult children did not have the money. Their kids are in college, or they have home equity loans,
sure,
mortgages. They simply didn't have the money. They'd gone through the last of their parents' money, and now they're down to their last $20,000 or $25,000. So we did the reverse mortgage, and what would happen is they would make, with in-home health care or 24/7 care, you're probably talking anywhere between $3,000 and $6,000 a month, depending upon what services are rendered, and the reverse mortgage helped them out. And in those cases, in some cases it was a short-term fix, simply because, you know, the parent may not have lived more than a year, but
right,
they simply didn't have the money,
right,
and it kept mom in her home.
Now, let's say the husband and wife, and the husband goes in a nursing home.
Yes.
Can they can still take a reverse mortgage to help pay for the nursing home care?
They can, and that brings up a good situation I had years ago in Rockledge. The woman owned her home outright, and her husband was now, she had been a caretaker for years, and he needed to go into a memory care community, and he did. And the cost was, you know, I would say $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Well, we looked at the reverse, and given the cost of her home and her age, because she was rather young, X number of dollars was going to be available, and the money for $3,000 a month was going to last for approximately 2.5 years. Well, my comment to her is, all right, what then?
Right.
What's your game plan? Is your husband healthy? And he was healthy, and you know, physically.
Right.
So what, you know, in a case like that, I'm not going to say do it or don't do it, but I'm going to say to people, I know you're coming to me in crisis, but let's look at these numbers. Will this work for you in your 5-year plan?
Right.
And because I want people to sit back and think about it.
Okay.
And I think there are a lot of people that may not do that.
Sure.
And you have to give people pause for thought. And in that case, what she ended up doing was selling her home. Her husband was transferred to the VA hospital in Coatesville, and she has an apartment in Coatesville. So she got her full sale price of her house. So I do definitely want people to look and see, what does this make sense on what we're doing for your plan?
Okay. Excellent. So a couple of questions here. You know, does reverse mortgage affect people's Social Security payments, pension, anything like that?
No. Now, where that comes into play now, though, is I do need proof of that Social Security and proof of that pension for all the new rules, whereas in the past I didn't.
Okay.
So I do try to scrape up all the income I can to help them get approved for the loan and to try to avoid having those escrows frozen so they have the full access to the line of credit. But if they have to have it frozen, then they have to have it frozen.
Okay. Now, can you use a reverse mortgage to buy a house?
You can. There is reverse for purchase.
Okay.
And you can't, basically you have X number of dollars available, the same criteria, age and value of the new home. You're going to have X number of dollars available. You're not going to have the full money available.
Right.
But then you've got to have the other missing part, the compatible money available, which is usually from the sale of a house. So the people that are looking at reverse for purchase are usually people that are buying up.
Okay.
So they sell their home, but they love the over 55 community. And as long as it's a community where you own the land, because if it's over 55 and you only own the brick and mortar and not the land, I can't do the loan because there's no real estate. So there's some of those over 55 where you don't own the land and you pay ground rents, but you own the building.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't do them because there's no real estate.
Okay. So you have to have some real estate
in there,
too.
You have to have the land. You have to own the land. And condominiums have to be FHA approved.
Okay.
Because it is an FHA program. So if they're going into an over 55 condominium or any, or if they live in an all-age condominium, it has to be an FHA approved condominium.
And so is reverse mortgages only through FHA? Are there any other avenues?
Probably 95% of the reverses. Univest only offers the FHA program.
Okay.
I believe there are some companies out there that do their own program, probably well based on the FHA criteria.
Okay.
But they are more going to be geared toward people in the $2-4 million price range.
Okay.
Where the reverse just may not make sense.
Right. All right. And you know, to wrap up things, we have about a minute or two left. Is there anything else about reverse mortgages you'd like to tell our audience that we haven't covered yet?
Just to go back to the reverse for purchase, the reason somebody would be looking at that is because the homeowner is coming with their own cash.
Right.
The reverse mortgage fills in the gap. And people are looking at that because not only are they buying up, but they also don't want a mortgage payment.
Sure.
And that's why they're looking at that. Now, I've had some people put in an enormous, you know, a large amount of cash. They do the reverse mortgage, but they only use a portion of the reverse mortgage. They just want it there available for them in the future. And they also weren't ever used to a monthly fee, a homeowners association fee, which riled them up, but it is what it is.
Yes.
So they were going to tap into their reverse for the payment of that over the years.
Okay. And one last question I forgot to ask.
Yes.
Can the, you know, while the people are still in the house, can the bank ever take the house at all?
No, but the main criteria, you've got to pay those taxes, you've got to pay the insurance. So as a reverse mortgage program itself,
okay,
there, you know, no one's going to knock on your door and say the funds are due. But you, there are certain things you have to do. You have to pay your taxes, you have to pay your insurance. You have to keep the home up. You want to keep the home up as it is and
right.
keep up with maintenance as you need to.
Okay. Excellent. So as we wrap up here, Mary, how can someone reach out to you if they have any questions on reverse mortgages?
Thank you, Paul. My direct line is 267-994-7638. That's 267-994-7638. That's my cell. That's my only number.
Okay.
And my email is SpencerM, SpencerM, at univest.net, and MarySpencer.net.
Okay.
My website.
Excellent, Mary. So thank you so much for a great,
Paul.
Informative program.
I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, too.
Thank you. You, too.
So as we wrap up another 5